Good morning, everybody. This is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and I'm so excited to have Danielle from Better Bags here with us on today's episode. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So we connected through the Southern Sea Summit down in Sea Island, which, what a beautiful place. So many inspiring people there. It was my first time. Have you been to that before?
No, actually, it was my first time, too. I had taken some time over the years to kind of watch the women who are running it and just kind of watch their website. And I've gotten lots of helpful information from them. And I felt like I kind of matched the other women who were participating. So this year I kind of pulled the trigger and bought the ticket and went. So it was great for me.
Yeah, it had been on my radar for a while too, and I finally was able to make it happen this year. And I'm so thrilled because already, like, I've connected with people like you and some other people, you know, who I'm going to get to share about what they're doing. So I think that was such a great takeaway from the event.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, where you live. Give us a little bit of your bio.
Yeah, I've been married to my husband for almost 19 years. His name is Ryan. And we have three kids. We have one son in elementary school, a daughter in middle school, and another son in high school. So we're doing all the schools this year.
Get a little taste of everything.
Yeah, everything together. Thankfully, my kids are at a K-12 school. So we're on one campus. So that makes things a lot easier. But, you know, we're just living life in Atlanta. We're involved in our church and we're super involved in our kids' school. And we've just tried to make Atlanta our home.
Now, are you originally from the Atlanta area?
I am not. I'm originally from West Tennessee, closer to the Memphis side.
Okay.
So I'm from a tiny town called Bolivar.
Awesome. Well, I'm originally from Greenville, South Carolina, so not too far from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like I keep seeing all these really fun things popping up in Atlanta, and it's not too far from Nashville. So here in a little bit, I'm going to get you to share some Atlanta spots with us too.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
So you have a business called Better Bags. Give us a little bit of the history behind it and what inspired you to start this company.
Yeah, my husband and I, actually my husband was approached by another man in the city, and he knew a bit of my background. I had owned a custom-made children's clothing business where we monogrammed. We made, like, you know, the cute ruffle pants with the little applique shirts, things like that for years, and just really did that kind of through e-commerce and things in my home before e-commerce was even a thing. And just as time morphed and time went on, I'd kind of stepped away from that. But he approached my husband knowing that I had a background in business and some sewing, things like that. And he said, you know, we have these ladies who are meeting in our church and they're sewing. And we're looking for a director. Do you know anybody who would help them, who would help them develop products, who would help them be able to sell the products, things like that. Well, it was interesting to me, but everyone knows about Atlanta traffic, right? It's the worst part of Atlanta. If we can skip the traffic, this would be an amazing city. But the location where the ladies were meeting was just far from my house. It's about 40 miles each way. And it just did not allow for me and traffic to get there, get back, and the things that they needed and the times they met. So through all that, they were able to find another director, but she was kind of the same way. How do we sell our products? How do we get them out into the community? And this is she's working with a group of refugee women who've been relocated into the Atlanta area. One of the largest refugee populations is just outside of Atlanta. So they were meeting together, eating, sewing, just living in community together. And these women are from all over the world. I may be getting ahead of myself here telling you too much, but anyway, so I said, you know what? What if we start with this one simple, just zippered pouch? Do you know, just the kind that's like 5x7 or 7x11, something like that, and you could just zip it and throw it in your purse with your pens or your lipstick or
whatever. You can always use a bag to hold everything.
Exactly, you can always use one more bag. And we wanted a great price point where people could buy them for gifts, and we could just, you know, use e-commerce to sell them, because not many people are driving out to the area where these women are living. It's not a huge shopping area. So we were just trying to help them kind of make a product people really would want to buy, and then also get the product into the hands of people. So that's kind of how it started.
When did you start Better Bags?
We started in the spring of 2017.
Okay.
So we haven't been around too long. It took a while. We developed the products. We shopped for fabric. We wanted to use things that were high quality. And we wanted the ladies to have machines that worked, all the things that they needed to do their jobs well. So we were a little slow.
It takes time.
Yeah, slow in the process. And I think it's really paid off for us.
And how many women did you start with that were sewing? What was that group like?
The first group that we started with, there were about six women. They were all different skill levels. But yet again, this is why we chose the bag that we chose. Every one of them could sew this bag. Some were just zipping them through the machine, you know, could sew way faster than other women. And some were just, you know, they're new, they're slower, they're building their skills. But also the point, more than how fast they could sew and things like that, because we really didn't want them to feel like, we don't want this to appear as a sweatshop. That's not what this is at all. This is work for them. This is enjoyable community. So we're trying to help them build a skill as they've relocated from their country.
And what a tangible way to help. You know, I know a lot of times we want to help, but we're just not exactly sure what the best way to do it. And so I love when people kind of come alongside others and, you know, work together to benefit everyone.
Absolutely.
You know, this helps everybody.
Absolutely. We wanted them to have a living wage. We wanted them to have job experience. So if they, you know, if they'd like to do another job one day, I'd be happy to give them a reference that, you know, they came to work on time, they did quality work, they had a great attitude, things like that. So we're trying to also help them as they're transitioning to a new place to kind of rebuild their life and have a resume.
And I think too, you know, working together like that, I bet that it builds community also. So not only are they learning those job skills, but hopefully they're making some friendships as well.
Absolutely. That's what we're hopeful for. Yeah.
I love that Better Bags' mission is we don't employ people to sell our bags. We sell our bags to employ people. What a wonderful perspective for business. You know, and you've already mentioned some of this about, you know, who they are. How have you seen that grow over time? And how have you seen this benefit the ladies who are the heart behind Better Bags?
Yeah, I think that really is the heartbeat of our mission, is to make sure that the women who are sewing are treated well, and that they're receiving a living wage, like I said earlier. We have a new group of ladies just through circumstance who approached us and said, would there be any way, do you know anyone in America who could sell bags for us? And it kind of stopped us in our tracks. So we said, oh, yes, we do. We know someone who could sell bags for you. That would be us. We would be happy to talk to you. So through that relationship, it was through a trip. My husband has a PhD and he was going to teach in India, but his father got sick and we decided to cancel the trip and for him to stay home just to make sure everything was going to be okay with his dad. And in that time, the people from India came here just to kind of see what we would be teaching so they could go back and, you know, work with the people that they were working with in India. And as they were leaving that night, one of the gentlemen turned around and said that to my husband. He said, do you know anyone? I know you cannot come on the trip and that's okay, but do you know anyone who could help us sell our bags? And that's kind of how our next iteration of Better Bags happened, where we offered leather, because they had a group of women who are widows in their area and they employ these women to sew leather goods. So we asked if we could help by employing them as well, asking them to sew for us, giving them a living wage, giving them what they need to get back on their feet, just like the refugee women in Atlanta, back on their feet. I mean, these are widows. They're in a whole new situation, providing for their families through a terrible circumstance. So just trying to help them. That's really what we are, what we're trying to do.
And so now you all carry the bags, then are they still coming from India or are those people here now?
The ladies are in India working with a group. So we have women in Atlanta, just outside Atlanta. And then we have women in India. And then we were just approached by another group of women from Thailand who we have mutual friends who are working with these women. They've been rescued out of trafficking situations. And they're doing the exact same thing. They're trying to give them an area of community. It's easy to sit around and talk while you sew. So there's a lot of healing that goes on there too.
It is therapeutic.
Yes. Super therapeutic. So,
well, unless you get it sad. unless you're like me and you get your sewing needle stuck and then it becomes a very stressful situation.
Exactly. Yeah. It can bring stress to you. That's for sure.
Well, that is just amazing that, you know, it's kind of like a snowball. What started off in a church has now grown really into a worldwide scenario where you're not just helping refugees in Atlanta, but in India and soon to be in Thailand also. I feel like the internet and social media and things like that sometimes can get a bad rap, but I think it has opened the door to kind of make these connections that otherwise maybe not would have happened.
Absolutely. We're receiving great pictures and communication and things from the ladies and generally through simple ways like Facebook Messenger or through Instagram messages or texting. The technology that's wide open to us right now has been so helpful. It's just easy. It's funny for us. We're just working on time zones in our house too, because Thailand and India, you know, are a little different. So a lot of times I work in the day, they'll respond in the night, and then I'll respond in the next day. So, it's been great. I'm so thankful for the technology we have.
That is amazing. So you started off with a zipper pouch, and tell us now the different types of bags that you offer. I know you have the leather bags via, you know, from your friends in India. So tell us more about those.
Right. We started with the zipper pouches. They're canvas. All that fabric is made in America and then made by ladies in America. The leather bags are made by our ladies in India, and they really help with the whole process of the leather, the tanning, everything. They're very involved. So that's new. And that we're making some zippered pouches in leather as well, really like a clutch, basically. So a little clutch you can either throw on your purse. It has a little wallet insert where you can put your credit cards in, things like that. Or you can just take it to a fun party. And then we have those leather totes as well. So I call it like my mom bag. I can throw everything in it for a meeting. I can throw everything in it for church. I can throw everything in it. I took it to the Southern Sea, you know, so it had my notebooks in it and it had business cards and all kinds of things. It looks professional as well. So, and then the ladies in India are also making a canvas tote. They're very skilled sewers. They're great at sewing. So we're just trying this out. We're seeing, you know, what they can do. So, and then the ladies from Thailand will be specifically making clutches right now and zippered pouches, and also some cute keychains that are kind of coming down the pike. So that's kind of a new thing for us.
And what a, you know, just a fun thing to be able to shop with you guys and to be able to get something that was, made in India or in Thailand. I think that's really cool.
That's right. And by women, you know, or you can see a picture of, and you know, you're changing their life and helping them when you buy this.
Right. It just empowers them. And it just makes you feel good about your purchase too, that you know that it's going towards a good cause and to help to really physically help somebody else.
That's right. Yes.
So is everything online, all of your products? You don't have like a brick and mortar?
We do not.
Just online.
We don't have a brick and mortar. Everything we're doing right now is through e-commerce, through our website, which is, it's Better Bags, but it's without the vowels. It's bttrbags.com. And we actually, through several connections at the Southern Sea, will be doing some trunk shows in the spring at different locations. I'm kind of working out some dates and things still with some ladies that I met there who were super, super generous and helpful and kind to invite us. I say us, really it's me, to invite me to bring bags and to tell our story and tell the stories of the ladies to people in different communities.
That's so great. You know, I mean, I feel like there's been just a rise of women supporting each other. And I love that, you know, just those connections made at the conference have now enabled you to be able to go and continue to share your story and these women's stories with other people.
Yeah, I think
very awesome.
One other thing from the Southern Sea is Mary Beth Green from MB Green Bags was my mentor there, which is super interesting because we both own bag companies. They're very, very different in what the products we sell. But she was just so encouraging and helpful, even to know we're kind of in the same space. but just super helpful with practical business tips and encouragement and things like that. So I truly appreciate the relationships that we built there.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, you are based in Atlanta, and I am wanting to come to Atlanta soon and check some things out. What are some of your favorite places in Atlanta that you would suggest for visitors?
Oh, we love the city. It's been a great place for our family over the last 6 years just to try all kinds of things. We've enjoyed, we have memberships to a lot of places, the zoo. So we love the Atlanta Zoo. We can just hop over there and walk around different times. We've had a great experience with the aquarium in Atlanta. We live very near the aquarium. So, and around the west side of town, Midtown. So there's lots going on. There's tons of sporting events. So if you love basketball or football or college sports, anything, you can hop into a game. Let me think about what else. We've had great experiences. I would just encourage you, if you're wanting to come to Atlanta, there's always something going on. So, you know, my son's going to the McDonald's All-American basketball game soon, and it's here.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, all kinds of different things.
And I think, is the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta?
It absolutely is. And it's near the aquarium, too. You can kind of do that whole little area with the aquarium, the Coca-Cola Museum. College Football Hall of Fame. I would also say, if you can get into an event at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it's amazing and beautiful and brand new. And also the concessions are super inexpensive. And that is a great benefit for two parents or working parents with three children. So
yes,
you know, it's easy to say, of course you can have nachos. They're $2. Of course you can have a Coke. It's $1 and you have free refills. So we've been super thankful for Mercedes-Benz and their generosity there.
Well, very cool. Our spring break is coming up, so maybe we will head down to Atlanta for a few days and check it all out.
Absolutely. I think it's a great place.
Well, Danielle, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing with us your story, the women that you are empowering story, and these beautiful bags. Again, it's Better Bags, BTTRBags.com. And what is where can they find you on social media?
On social, we're the same. We're BTTRBags on Instagram. And generally, we're pretty much engaged mostly with Instagram. So we do have a Facebook page too, but I tend to just have way more conversations with people on Instagram. So find us there.
Instagram, the way of the world.
Yes, that's right.
Well, thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing more from you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.